And we learned today that a former spokesman for Seattle Mayor Ed Murray faced allegations of sexual harassment before he took a job with the city. Benton Strong was Ed Murray's communications director. He was accused of harassment by two employees with the Center for American Progress, a progressive think tank in Washington, D.C. Reporter Sarah Mims broke the story for BuzzFeed News, and we reached her at her office in Washington. She told me the harassment allegations against Strong date back to 2016.
So the first woman who filed a complaint against him basically told HR at the Center for American Progress that he had called several women into an office and asked them if they had ever been flashed or masturbated in front of by a stranger. And then in a team meeting, he mocked a woman for saying that she had cried when that happened to her. So that was the first report. And the second was a woman who was a junior staffer on the team. He wasn't her manager, although he was a manager on that team. And she reported that he had been sending her a series of sexually suggestive and explicit texts and would not stop. Some of those got pretty graphic.
So then Benton Strong moved on to the city of Seattle. This was in 2016, as you said, and this was to be to take the job as communications director for then Mayor Ed Murray. What's your understanding, Sarah, of how Benton Strong was able to get hired with these complaints that were on his personnel file at the Center for American Progress?
At the time that Seattle hired him, they were not aware of any of these reports, at least according to my own reporting. They started to hear about it from CAP employees at the Center for American Progress, who said, "We have heard that there were sexual harassment allegations against him. You should look into this." And so the city of Seattle reached out to the Center for American Progress and asked for his employee file. They were not able to get it. CAP cited privacy concerns, both on behalf of the complainant and HR laws concerning what they could say about what had happened with Benton. And so Seattle asked Benton to get the file, which he did, and then he turned it over. So they didn't find out until after he'd already started working in Seattle.
And it sounds like quite the process that they had to go through in order to get that information. When the city did finally get the personnel file and looked inside there, what did they find?
Well, the file that they received from CAP was really vague. It has just two notes in there about Benton Strong's behavior. One is that he made an inappropriate joke, which he was asked not to do again. And the second was that he had an inappropriate communication with a junior staffer. So none of the full details nor the term sexual harassment appear anywhere in there.
So they'd received his personnel file. They saw what was in there. So at that point, what action did the city take?
Yeah, so according to his file with the city, Mayor Murray's administration made the decision to hire a management coach for him. That's the only action that they took against him. At that point, he continued to work as a communications director in the mayor's office, and later went on to work in another department in the city, the Office of Sustainability and Energy.
So, Sarah, the city of Seattle asked for information on Benton Strong. They received it. And when they looked at it, it, as you say, was pretty vague. And it makes me wonder if there are larger questions here about the process that employers now may need to think about going through as they bring on new hires.
Yeah, I think that's a really important question and one that I haven't been able to answer yet, but I think is part of the importance of this story. And I think it's definitely one worth raising, and that is, how do you balance the rights of employees when they leave companies? How do you prevent sort of retaliation against a former employee, but also balancing that with how do you pass on important information like this to the next employer and ensure that just because you have taken care of an issue or feel that you've taken care of an issue at your company with an employee by getting rid of that employee, that employee isn't then able to go on to the next job and sort of continue this kind of behavior.
That's Sarah Mims, reporter for BuzzFeed News. Through a public records request, Mims says she found no evidence of any harassment accusations against Benton Strong while he was working for the Seattle Mayor's office. Last November, Strong took a job with the city's Office of Sustainability and Environment. He resigned earlier this month. Strong did not respond to KUOW's request for comment. In the BuzzFeed story, Strong said, quote, I made mistakes that I regret during my time living in Washington, D.C. My actions hurt someone, let down friends and colleagues, and created a difficult work environment. For that, I apologize.